diverse and their professions are diverse, but what brings them together is a love of God and the desire and the willingness to share His word through song. So I will at this time introduce the Gospel Tide.
Amen. Feels like we've already had church this morning.
Amen. That's true. That's right.
Are we ready? I'm going to tell you about the coming of the judgment. Fare thee well. Fare thee well, I'm gonna tell you about the coming of the judgment. Fare thee well, fare thee well, there's a better day a coming. Fare thee well, there's a better day a coming. Fare thee well, in that great a getting up morning. Fare thee well, in that great a getting up morning. Fare thee well. Fare thee well, when you see the lightning flashing. Fare thee well, when you hear the thunder crashing. Fare thee well, when you see the stars are falling. Fare thee well, when you hear the chariots calling. Fare thee well, in that great a-getting up morning. Fare thee well, in that great a-getting up morning. Fare thee well, when you see the lightning flashing, when you hear the thunder crashing, when you see the stars are falling, when you hear the chariots calling. Good news, chariots coming, good news, chariots coming, so glad, chariots coming, and I don't want to be left out.
There's a long white road
in that great a getting up morning. Fare thee well, in that great a getting up morning. Fare thee well, in that great a getting up morning. Fare thee well, in that great a getting up morning. Fare thee well.
God is good, and all the time.
God is good, yes He is, He's good all the time. God is good, you know He is, He's good all the time. You can search the whole world over, and no greater friend you'll find. He's not good just once in a while, He's good all the time. God is good, yes He is, He's good all the time. God is good, you know He is, He's good all the time. You can search the whole world over, and no greater friend you'll find. He's not good just once in a while, He's good all the time. Now we've all had friends who've let us down. You know what I'm talking about. At the very first sign of trouble, they're nowhere to be found. But Jesus stays when others go. He'll never leave your side. He's not good just now and then, He's good all the time. God is good, yes He is, He's good all the time. God is good, you know He is, He's good all the time. sober, and no greater friend you'll find. He's not good just once in a while, he's good all the time. Well, he's the one you call in the middle of the night when your body moans with pain. Don't worry about that wayward child, cause he's heard you call his name. He'll put food in your kitchen when you don't have a dime. He's not good just now and then, he's good all the time. God is good, yes he is, he's good all the time. God is good, you know he is, he's good all the time. You can search the whole world over, and no greater friend you'll find. He's not good just once in a while, he's good all the time. God is good, yes he is, he's good all the time. God is good, you know he is, he's good all the time. You can search the whole world over, and no greater friend you'll find. He's not good just once in a while, he's good all the time. You can search the whole world over, and no greater friend you'll find. He's not good just once in a while, he's good.
I'm worn out. Next song we're going to do is called I'll Worship Only at the Feet of Jesus. And it goes to talk about the worldly things that we attach ourselves to. But when it all comes down to it, it's just wood, stubble, and hay. Amen.
I went to visit the Shrine of Plenty, but found its storerooms all filled with dust. I bowed at altars of gold and silver, but as I knelt there, they turned to rust. I worship only at the feet of Jesus. His cup alone
holy, all through the
the feet of Jesus is come alone, my holy grail. There'll be no other. God's before him, just Jesus only will never fail. Just the desert dust and empty shadows. Oh, promises turned to lies. The gods of earth fail and betray me. You alone are truth and light. Our worship only at the feet of Jesus, his cup alone, my holy grail. There'll be no other. God's before him, just Jesus only will never fail.
Just Jesus only will never
rolling in, there's no way to stop it. Now, I don't know, we're a long ways from the coast. We all grew up on the coast. We have tides. When it's a full moon, we have a lot of tide. When it's a, you know, when it's a new moon, it's a small tide. But the tide runs. Well, I guess you guys probably understand that as a flood. When the snow starts melting off the top of the mountain, the water's coming down. You can't stop it. No way to stop it. And that's the way the gospel is. When the gospel begins to move, when the gospel penetrates the heart of an individual, it's like the tide coming in. It's like the flood rolling down off the mountain. There's no way to stop it. It is a transforming power that's impossible to stay away from once it starts flowing. And that's the way we want to present the gospel. We want to present the gospel as the tide. Now, my name is Jack. And we have Jason down on the end and Doug here beside me. and of course you've met Jeff and Jim and John. Now, we, other than Jason is the only guy that's a bass. And you would have heard his really good bass voice.
If I had ran on top of him, yes. Oh, yeah, he can do it right now if he wants to.
Nah, that's all right.
Just got to roll it, man.
Us all sing tenor. So, you know, we've got a couple of guys that sing baritone and a couple of guys that sing real high tenor and then, yeah, Jeff and I just kind of meander around whatever part we find us in. But anyway, we are the Gospel Tide. We thank you very much for inviting us. And there's nothing that we would rather do than stand up here and sing. And basically, what we're doing here today is we are worshiping God.
Amen.
We are standing here lifting our voices to proclaim the good news of the gospel of Christ.
Amen.
And today you guys get to be a part of that.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled their hearts with singing and gave them within. The prophet gave this promise, he said the Spirit will descend, and from your river a river with no end. And there is a river that flows from deep within. And a soul was bound for hell. Oh, but then she met the Master, who told of her great sin. And he said, if you will drink of this water, you'll never thirst again.
Heaven's getting ready for an end it all celebration to begin eternity with a righteous congregation. Well, this world's ending and it won't be long. The party's gonna start and go on and on and on. I'll be singing with the saints at the morning light, ringing in the day cause there is no night, saying goodbye to the heartache, trouble and pain. I'll be sitting round the throne with an angel band, shouting hallelujah to the great I am. If you think it's a dream, well it ain't. I'll be singing with the saints. The tambourine's ringing and David starts to feel the rhythm. Paul and Silas are humming a tune they wrote in prison. Well, Gabriel hears the music and he picks up his horn. It's just another glory hallelujah born. I'll be singing with the saints at the morning light, ringing in the day cause there is no night, saying goodbye to the heartache, trouble and pain. I'll be sitting round the throne with an angel band, shouting hallelujah to the great I am. If you think it's a dream, well it ain't. I'll be singing with the saints. I'll be singing with the saints at the morning light, ringing in the day cause there is no night, saying goodbye to the heartache, trouble and pain. I'll be sitting round the throne with an angel band, shouting hallelujah to the great I am. If you think it's a dream, well it ain't. I'll be singing with the saints at the morning light, ringing in the day cause there is no night, saying goodbye to the heartache,
trouble and pain,
trouble and pain. I'll be sitting round the throne with an angel band, shouting hallelujah to the great I am. If you think it's a dream, well it ain't. I'll be singing with the saints.
The saints, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I couldn't hear the riff. Could we get a little more sound out of the monitor up here? Yeah. We're having just a little bit of trouble hearing the music.
I think we started singing louder, and now we're not hearing it. So. All right.
We're going to do one now called Alpha and Omega. It's a Gaither song. Heck, all of these are Gaither songs for the most part.
A little bit more music, Clarence.
monitors.
That's good.
Thank you.
I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. He shall dwell within them, they shall be his people, and Almighty God will be with them. He shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, and no more pain. The former things are all passed away. He that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. Said unto me, write these words, for they are faithful and true. And it is done. It is done. It is done. Omega, the beginning and the end, the Son of God, the King of kings, Lord of lords, he's everything. Messiah, Jehovah, the Prince of Peace is he, the Son of Man, seed of Abraham, second person in the Trinity. He is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the Son of God, the King of kings, Lord of lords, he's everything. Messiah, Jehovah, the Prince of Peace is he. The Son of Man, seed of Abraham, second person in the Trinity. He is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. The Son of God, the King of kings, Lord of lords, he's everything. Messiah, Jehovah, the Prince of Peace is he. The Son of Man, seed of Abraham, second person in the Trinity. He is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. The Son of God, the King of kings, Lord of lords, he is everything. Messiah, Jehovah, the Prince of Peace is he. The Son of Man, seed of Abraham, second person in the Trinity. He is the Alpha and Omega, the Son of God, the King of kings, the Messiah, Jehovah, the great I am, seed of Abraham. He is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Son of God, King of kings, the Lord of everything.
Clarence, Jack is a little hot. Jack is a little hot down on the end. The wireless.
All right.
This is one called My Lord and I.
Help us out here.
we're gonna walk this road to glory, children. My Lord and I, we're gonna walk and tell the story, children. My Lord and I, when I come to the river wide, the blessed Lord is gonna calm the tide. We're gonna walk this road to glory,
children.
My Lord and I, yes, we're gonna walk this road to glory, children. My Lord and I, we're gonna walk and tell the story, children. My Lord and I, when I come to the river wide, the blessed Lord is gonna calm the tide. We're gonna walk this road to glory,
children.
My Lord and I, we're gonna walk this road to glory, children. My Lord and I, we're gonna walk and tell the story, children. My Lord and I,
rain or shine,
snow or sleet,
blessed Lord,
guide my feet. We're gonna walk this road to glory,
children.
My Lord and I.
Out of the way, the Holy Spirit guides me as I travel day by day. I just pull into the station and I get a full supply.
Well, we're gonna walk this road to glory,
children.
My Lord and I, we're gonna walk and talk all the way to glory. Gonna walk and tell the blessed old story. Walk and talk all the way to glory. My Lord and I, when I come to the river wide, the blessed Lord is gonna calm the tide. We're gonna walk this road to glory,
children.
My Lord and I. Well, we're gonna walk and talk all the way to glory. Gonna walk and tell the blessed old story. Walk and talk all the way to glory. My Lord and I. When I come to the river wide, the blessed Lord is gonna call the tide. We're gonna walk this road to glory,
children.
My Lord and I.
Ooh.
This one here we're getting ready to do is a brand new for us, so you are our first victims. So don't be too hard on us. Doug, you got your note? Mr. Clarence.
Greatly blessed and highly favored, imperfect but forgiven child of God. Greatly blessed and highly favored, imperfect but forgiven child of God. Greatly blessed and highly favored, imperfect but forgiven child of God. Greatly blessed and highly favored, imperfect but forgiven child of God.
Standing upright on God's good earth, count my blessings, great things He has done. Fighting the good fight with a blessed assurance,
greatly blessed, highly favored, imperfect but forgiven child of God.
greatly blessed and highly favored, imperfect but forgiven child of God, greatly blessed and highly favored, imperfect but forgiven child of God, greatly blessed and highly favored, but forgiven child of God, child of God, I'm a child of God.
If anybody wants to get married today, this is a good one to walk down the aisle on right here. Mr. Clarence.
Strength when I am weak, you are the treasure that I seek, you are my all in all. Seeking you like a precious jewel, Lord, to give up I'd be a fool, you are my all in all. My sin, my shame, rising again, I praise your name, you are my all in all. When I fall down, you pick me up, when I am dry, you fill my cup, you are my all in all. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Oh,
worthy is your name.
All right. Mr. Clarence, do you have the Romania presentation, huh? Romania. The Union Gospel Mission is a large homeless shelter in Tidewater, Virginia, and its focus is the least of the least. Never done any overseas work. Executive Director Dr. Ted Bashford served 53 years. He passed away in 2009, October, and he happened to be my grandfather. Very godly man, and in 1993, he was watching a 2020 special about the children of Romania. Ceausescu was an evil, brutal dictator, and he had basically had a five-child policy, and it pulled everybody into the city's big concrete jungles and had these monstrosity orphanages. And what brought this 2020 special about was Americans were adopting these children, and they were going through attachment disorder because they had been in these cribs rocking themselves, soiled linens, nobody taking care of them, and they had gone through that crucial development phase in their very early years of not having someone to attach to. And as Americans would adopt these children, they would appear normal and then do these strange things that lack conscience. So these families created a network in 2020, chronicled the story, and Dr. Bashford, very tender heart, easy to weep. He was probably in his early 70s in 93, and he prayed about this for 6 years. And what he was saying was, Lord, what can we do? Because we'd never done anything overseas. So in 1999, he called me and he said, Bo, he said, let's put together a team and let's go over and survey the land and see what we can do. Now, he was a heart patient, had been a heart patient since his mid-40s. And for the first time, five of us, including Dr. Bashford, crossed the ocean and went to Romania to survey the land. And that's how this vision began. There you can see our our little first slide. Mr. Clarence, you can go forward. There is a snapshot of Romania and the area in which we work, Lugos, where we own the property, about 110 acres, is right in that western part of the country. You can see Bulgaria below, Hungary to the west, Ukraine up top, Moldova, and then Ukraine wraps back around. You can go ahead, Mr. Clarence. Romania, population about 21 million, size of Oregon. Ethnic groups, pretty much mostly Romanian. It's a Latin enclave in the midst of a Slavic nations. It was an old Roman outpost, originated from the Dacians. You can see the average income. You can go forward, Mr. Clarence. I know we got a few more songs to sing. Here is an example of some of the ministries we've been doing since 2000. You'll see in the middle that gentleman there, Dr. David Nicola, great man of the faith, stood strong in the midst of communism. He's an icon over there with the Baptist churches. And they are a very small percentage. Orthodox is the majority religion. You can see up here to the upper left, our executive director now, Ms. Linda Vaughn. We do an annual ladies' conference. With Pastor David, we do an annual pastors' conference. This year will be our 13th. And if you pastors or teachers want to go, I hope to hear from you. Over here to the upper right, we did an American football clinic 1 year. It was a riot. We took an American football coach with us, and these kids are brilliant with their feet, but their hands don't work very well. So it took us a good bit of the week to get hands working. Lower left-hand corner, there you'll see our vision clinic in action. Bottom middle, Vacation Bible School. And bottom right, our medical clinics. We run an annual medical clinic. Mr. Clarence? Here you'll see some of the patients that come into our clinic, Faces of Romania. You see the ladies wear the little coverings on their head if they're married. Yes, sir. There's a good example of our medical clinic in process. You got to go through an evangelism station. You go through registration, evangelism, and then you get triaged by nurses or EMTs, and you'll go to see the doctor, or you go to division clinic, or if there's a dentist there, you'll go see the dentist. You can go forward, Mr. Clarence. We have a ministry right now called Food for Body and Soul, and we work with the city of Lugos to take staples. Right now, we support 10 very poor families So we'll have a local pastor. He'll go in and we'll take Staples in, and he'll see what their spiritual needs are when he goes in. We hope to this year expand that as we put our first buildings on the property and have a full-fledged feeding ministry and multiply that by 10 to 15 times. Timeline. I can't see that back there. I'm going to have to turn around. May of 2004, we formed the Bashford Foundation after Dr. Bashford, subsidiary of the Union Mission in Norfolk. Property acquired in March 2009. Lord, we look for property and look for property, and we finally found this property. It's like the Spirit of God just fell on us. It's a beautiful piece of property. February of 12, master planning was complete for the property. In 2014, site planning complete. That's down to the detailed buildings we want to put on the property. 2014, March, fences and exterior roads complete, and power should be complete to the property this month. Amen. The city has been very gracious with that, and we've established presence with around-the-clock guards on the property. You wouldn't think you'd need that, but in Eastern Europe, it's mandatory. December 15, hopefully first building complete. That's what we're shooting for. The mission has just finished a large capital campaign in downtown Norfolk where they moved their primary plant, and it's just increased. It's doubled the number of homeless that we can serve in the greater Norfolk area. So we've really focused our fundraising in that area. It was a big, big project. And I'm happy to say it was a $32 million project, and the mission is completely debt-free, and we dedicated in June. So plans, establish presence, expand food for body and soul. First Children's Home, established summer camp. And here you can see our master plan. It's a big vision. I'm quite sure I won't see it complete in my years, but you know, we're training up the next generation to see it forward. I think Sean has been with me one time in the early days. We built a church in a gypsy village. But none of the rest of these guys have gone. And they have a desire. Jeff's wife has gone and taught at the ladies' clinic. They have a desire to go over and sing across Romania and be a part of our pastor's conference and sing at our pastor's conference. So that's what our goal is, to get all these guys on the ground over there and do some singing. But that's an introduction to Project Romania.
You ready, guys?
Okay, Mr. Clarence, we're going to go to Beulah Land if we can. We're going to, because time is getting away on us. So we're going to skip, I believe, and go right to Beulah Land. How many of you are looking forward to Beulah Land?
Been before,
no sad goodbyes. Will there be spoken? And time won't matter. Make you a guinea pig again. It's the first time we've done this one. An old rugged cross. On that cross, a battle is raging for the gain of man's souls or its loss. On one side march the forces of evil, all the demons and all the devils of hell. On the other, the angels of glory, and they meet on Golgotha's hill. The earth shakes with the force of the conflict.
And the sun, it refuses to shine. For there hangs God's Son in the balance. And then through the darkness he cries,
"It is finished, the battle is over. It is finished, there'll be no more. And Jesus is Lord.
Yet in my heart, the battle was still raging. Not all prisoners of war had come home. These were battlefields of my own making. I didn't know that the war had been won.
Oh, and I heard the King of the ages, he had fought all life's battles for me, and victory is mine for the claiming. And now, praise his name.
The battle is over. It is finished. There'll be no more.
And it is finished.
The end of the conflict. It is finished. And Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord.
All that is and was and ever will be continues to be in Jesus' hands. And we are so thankful for the gospel tide to roll in today and to give us a wonderful message. I know that they want to finish our service with one more song. And at this time, we would, in fact, go to the Lord in prayer for our benediction. I'll pray for our meal, and again, we are so thankful. We do have a free will offering. We do want you to participate in their journeys to Romania, the work they're doing there, and you can give that on your way out this morning. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Almighty God, we are so thankful for what you continue to do in our lives. We thank you that that battle has been won. You are the victor, and we get to be with you. For these voices, for the men that came, their families that are with them, we thank you for their heart for ministry. Lord, for what's happening in Romania as they partner together in such an amazing way. Lord, may your vision, may your purpose be done, and even as we join with them this morning. For the food, we're thankful. For Celebrate Recovery, we're thankful, Lord, you have called us all on a road that requires us to be transformed by you, and that we can't do it other than through your grace and your grace alone. And so even as we hear from your message one more time today, we thank you that this would be the opportunity for any that may want to come and to share. In your name we pray. Amen.
We serve a great and glorious God.
Amen. Amen.
He is almighty. He is our rock. He is long-suffering. He is kind. He's patient. He's forgiving.
Praise God.
But he's also holy and righteous. And because he's holy and righteous, he cannot look upon sin. And it is indeed that attribute of our God that leads to what, in my mind, are the most wonderful things about him: his mercy.
Amen.
And his grace.
Amen.
We sung about grace earlier. You hear those two things together all the time: mercy and grace, mercy and grace. God's mercy and his grace. But in my mind, and I may be wrong, my wife says I overthink this thing. It's something that I don't often do, to overthink anything. But in my mind, mercy and grace are, they're very similar, but they're not exactly the same thing. See, it is God's mercy that leads him to forgive us. It's God's mercy that leads him to say, I see your heart, you're sorry, I forgive you. But you see, the Israelites, years and years and years ago, every year they came to the temple and they sacrificed bulls and animals and goats and lambs in order to pour out a sin offering to God to cover their sin, so that when God looked, he saw that the blood of those animals had washed away their sin, and it was a sweet offering to him. But they had to keep doing it. Year after year, they had to keep going. It wasn't enough to be forgiven. Something more had to come into play, and that's where God's grace is. Amen. See, God's grace takes it to another level.
Amen.
God's grace is what reconciles us to him.
Amen. Go ahead.
God's grace is what leads to our redemption. God's grace is his salvation for us. Oh. Jesus said, I am the way. Jesus said, I am the truth. Jesus said, I am the life. And Jesus said that the way to salvation is a tight little narrow road. That the way to destruction is a wide path. And many there are that go that way, but few there are that find the narrow road that flows through Jesus. There is no other way. Giving your life to Christ, being washed in the blood of the perfected, completed work of the cross, is the only way to find the Father. I beg you, If that decision has not been made in your life, do it today. Come to Jesus. Give your life to him. We're going to sing a song now called Your Grace Still Amazes Me. His grace is amazing because it is so undeserved.
Thank you.
my faithful Father. Enduring friend, your tender mercies like a river with no end, it overwhelms me. It covers my sin each time I come into your presence. I stand in wonder once again, and your grace still amazes me, and your love is still a mystery each day. Well, I fall on my knees because your grace still amazes me. Your grace still amazes me. Patient Savior, where you make me whole, you are the author and the healer of my soul. What can I give you, Lord? What can I say? I know there's no way to repay you, only to offer you my praise. And your grace still amazes me, and your love a mystery each day. I fall on my knees because your grace still amazes me. Your grace still amazes me. It's deeper and it's wider, and it's stronger, and it's higher. It's deeper.
It's deeper.
It's wider.
It's wider.
It's stronger.
It's stronger.
Your love still a mystery each day. I fall on my knees because your grace still amazes me. Your grace still amazes me. Amen. Thank you all for having us.
Thank you.
Enjoy being with you.